This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Chinese scientist He Jiankui has gone from celebrity to pariah. His genetic alteration of twin girls born last week has since earned China international dishonor from the scientific community. Yet for China's Minister of Technology to order investigations and now say the genetic work crossed the line of morality and ethics is a huge development. One of the lone voices in Ireland's legislature to oppose the rabid embrace of abortion and violation of conscience rights is Carol Nolan. She is being described by abortion-friendly opponents as sinister and someone who harbors a visceral hatred of women. This is Life News Radio.
Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life.
In other headlines, Planned Parenthood's new doctor CEO has new rhetoric for abortion. Dr. Leanna Wen's latest op-ed says abortion is the right thing to do. Huge profit margins, indulgent salaries, and botched abortions plague the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood is simply the largest and most profitable of all providers. And Belgians are discovering that the doctor behind the 2010 killing of a woman, who contrary to law was given no treatment options other than death, has spent the last 8 years trying to avoid prosecution. The investigation in Belgium is ongoing. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.